All right, get your Bible this morning. We have been talking about what? Don't treat the anointing common, right? We found out that the anointing is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. We found out Jesus at the River Jordan was anointed. The Holy Ghost came on him, right?
Yes, sir.
And Acts, Luke writing later, and Luke said, well, actually Jesus said himself after that experience, he said in the fourth chapter of Luke Gospel, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right?
Yes, sir.
Because he has what? Anointed me. And then Luke wrote later how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and right with fire. With power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what? With power. This morning, I'm going to talk, run, dance, shout, do something.
All right.
Taking your liberty in praising and thanking God. That's what we're going to talk about. Taking your liberty in praising and thanking God. He's a great God. I'm going to say it again. Taking your liberty in praising. In what? In praising and thanking God, for he's a great God. Psalm 107, if y'all can put that up, probably verse 1, 2, and 8. Psalm 107, and verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Do what? Notice he said, oh, give thanks. Didn't just say give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good. Not only is he good, for his mercy endures. No, you know, just for a few days, just a few weeks. You mean his mercy got to you and me too? It's just not for the Israelites? Then he said in verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, how many say-sos do I have in the house today? I need some participation. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Then verse 8 says, all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, people in assembly or setting, some are praised and some won't. But all if men would praise God. I want to talk about some of his goodness. And I want us to be active and participate this morning. If I read something from the Bible and it's true, you have the liberty to praise God this morning. Oh, if men would praise God for his goodness. If I say something that God has done in your life, can you respond to it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Psalm 105. I got to get my scripture out. Psalm 105, verse 1. Can y'all follow me on that? I'm still in King James. This translation you can pretty much read all and quote all, and some of the rest of them you can't do too much. I don't know altogether why they're so particular about it. You gotta, you know, get permission and to use them sometime. But King James, you can read all of it from Genesis to Revelation. They never said nothing about King James. But listen up. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him songs. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all of his what? Wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Huh? Seek his faith forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders, his judgment, the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Now you say, to make this clear, Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, 30, somewhere in there, 29, I believe. If you be Christ, I'll read, say it again. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. So he's talking to you this morning. Huh? Oh, you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. See, people have done stuff and thought they got away. Mm-hmm.